how in God's name did we ever lose to him? Him. The we are the Democrats. The him is Donald John Trump. That is President Trump. That is a question that continues to plague the Democrats, at least the liberal and progressive kind, who regard Trump as a deplorable, remember that word, deplorable, Hillary Clinton's term, and in fact the leader of all the rest of us common folk Americans, other deplorables, that is, the millions of deplorables who defeated Hillary Rodham Clinton in her lustful quest for the presidency. Deplorables 1, progressives 0. Now come the Democrats to America and the deplorables announcing what they think of as a new and better program for America. For them, a better way which includes the breaking up of corporate trusts, whatever that really means, more public works funded by federal and state governments and tax credits, and of course more of Sandersism, that is more socialism, more radicalism and progressivism, as if any of that is new or better for America. The same old tired ideas from the same old tired democratic hierarchy reminds me of what Barack Hussein Obama used to say whenever he or his administration were caught red-handed. Nothing there, move on. Nothing there, move on. Remember that from our former president? And the loser of the presidential race, Hillary Rodham Clinton, continues to whine and moan about the fact that she got 3 million more votes than Trump. But along the way to the presidency, Clinton and her fellow Democrats forgot that little constitutional concept called federalism. That is where the electoral votes of each state matter, and matter more than majority votes. The Democrats ignored far too many states, and especially those red states where the deplorables live and vote. And that is the reason why you, the Democrats, lost to him. But there are other reasons as well. The Democrats showed to America over and again that they were power hungry. They had enjoyed under Obama power politics and assumed that lofty status would continue. Wrong. And of course, ego was at work, for every politician, Democrat or Republican, has an overdose of ego, don't you think? And then there is the root of all evil, Democrats and Republicans alike, and that is money. Money. Like all of the illegally gained monies given to the Clinton Foundation as a result of political favors. Contributions everywhere, Democrats and Republicans, money at work for political gain, like pay to play. Boy, that bothers me. How much does that bother you? Perhaps that seems more transparent to the American voters from the Democratic side rather than the Republican, and that may have been another reason why Hillary Rodham Clinton lost to him. But remember again, the Democrats evidenced a disrespect for the common American voter. Those voters were ignored in so many states. So many of the concerns of the average American were disregarded. And the Democrats assumed presidential victory and never really communicated in a caring, respectful way to so many Americans in so many states. Don't you think that's true? Did that happen in your state? Those states, by and large, voted for him, for Trump. But there are even more reasons, Democrats, why you lost in 2016. Millions of Americans, millions of us, so deeply resented the way you treated religious freedoms and especially Christianity. You tried, desperately, Democrats, to turn freedom of religion, the free exercise thereof, into freedom of worship, just mere worship, no matter the explicit instructions of the Constitution. That is, religious freedoms should be excised from the public square and exercised only within the four walls of a church. Wrong. Constitutionally wrong, Democrats and Mr. Obama. And boy, did we disagree. And of course, so did the Constitution. And perhaps there were many of us who voted for Trump because he promised that precious constitutional right would be fully protected. You, Democrats, you did not. You see, we take Christianity and Judeo-Christian values seriously, very seriously, especially in the voting booth. And you did not. And you, Democrats, changed our culture with impunity. You aggressively fostered and promoted the gay agenda. You changed the sacred definition of marriage, always the union between one man and one woman, so that there could be same-sex marriages. And that, Democrats, was an affront to people of faith. We continued to believe in the biblical admonitions and American traditions when it comes to marriage. You punished us, the deplorables, by forcing far too many to go against conscience and bake cakes for same-sex weddings and flowers for the same, and we resented that. So perhaps that's yet another reason why we voted for him, Donald John Trump. You and your president gave us two of the most liberal Supreme Court justices in modern times. You gave us Elena Kagan. And you gave us Sonia Sotomayor. And you attempted to radically change the nature and structure of the Supreme Court at the death of Justice Antonin Scalia, with yet the nomination of a third liberal justice, who, fortunately for us, the deplorables, never was appointed. We voted for Trump so that he could appoint a man like Justice Gorsuch and retain the balance, the fairness, and the respect for conservatism the court once had when Scalia, the brilliant Scalia, sat on the bench. Trump gave us Gorsuch, and perhaps that is why so many of us voted for him. For him. And that may be another reason why you lost. You, the Democrats, watered down and eroded the plain meanings of our beloved Constitution and our Bill of Rights. You told us that precious document was a mere guide, that it was organic, that it was ever-changing, and should be flexible as you would interpret that. We, the voters, disagreed, and that is yet another reason why we voted for Trump. You attacked capitalism and free enterprise, and financial opportunity at every turn. You struck far too many blows at the American dream. You showed us your desire, your real political plan for America in the radical socialism of Bernie Sanders, much of which was adopted by candidate Clinton. We wanted no part of Sanders' socialism or Clinton's political Me Too. And that's yet another reason, Democrats, we, the deplorables, voted for him. Him. And you wanted to control us. You wanted more regulations, more taxes, more penal legislation. Your federal agencies sought to control virtually every aspect of American life, and we rebelled. We remember the words of Ronald Reagan, "Get government off people's backs." And you know what, Democrats? I guess we did just that by electing him instead of her. We believe and still do that Trump will get government off people's backs step by step. And that is why so many of us voted for him. You, the Democrats, attacked virtually everything conservative. You called us every name you could think of, including homophobic, xenophobic, Islamophobic, sexist, racist, jingoistic, among many others, and you still do. We, the conservative people, resented that, and you with it. Tens of millions of us are none of that, and you assumed that we would not fight back when you called us that. And guess what? We did fight back, and we fought back in the very best possible way, Democrats. We elected him. Him. You never really communicated with us. Your platform was nothing more than generalities. Less was better, for it seems as though you really didn't want conservative and independent America to know in what you believed and how you would exercise presidential power for America. But we, the deplorables, saw through that. We watched and listened to the spin, the lies, the fake news you gave us through your liberal networks and media, and we deeply resented that. We, the conservative voters, were determined that the authors of fake news, the fakers, would not be elected. And the reasons pile up, do they not, Democrats? The reasons why he was elected pile up. And all of them combined are the answers to the question, how in God's name did we ever lose to him? Him. And more, Democrats. You doubled our national debt. We the people now owe $20 trillion after 8 Obama Democrat years. That is a staggering and suffocating sum. That is debt which will undoubtedly never be paid, but will continue to suck the life out of the American dream and the opportunity for future and growth for our young people. What kind of future are they going to have? We hold you responsible for that. And you gave us Obamacare, thank you very much. It is a disaster financially and medically, no matter how difficult it is for the Republicans to repeal and replace. It has to be changed, and it will be. It will be. Medical America cannot live under Obama's legacy. Our economy will implode, and medical coverage and quality will depreciate year by year. So, we voted for him to change all of that. Sooner or later, he will. You Democrats raged against Republicans and conservatives and, of course, Trump. And you still do. What the media does to bury that man is just unbelievable. You use the power of your media to disrespect anything and anyone conservative. And you did it time and again and again. And we've resented that. The vote for Trump was a vote against the radical, liberal media, which turned into nothing more than a Democratic public relations machine. And we resented that and still do. So we get the facts from other sources. And we voted for him because you did nothing more than slander him. We voted for Trump because you, the Democrats, presented us with a flawed candidate, one so very familiar with the lie and the spin, and in so many ways considering herself above the law and unaccountable. Whether Benghazi, email scandals, or nonprofit organization deceit, among many others, so many of us never wanted her to be president. So we voted for him instead of her. You radically changed and even eviscerated much of our military. It became in so many ways more concerned about a social agenda, a cultural agenda, a transgender agenda, rather than an efficient military machine. You put the safety and security of our country at risk, and we've resented that. The budget for our military protection was lessened. Vital defenses were ignored. Critical weapons were provided even the world over, much of that endangering America, so that we, the people, had to put a stop to that. We elected a president who promised he would strengthen the military and make the defense of our great country a new priority. We wanted that. We want to change back from Obama military policies, so we voted for him. You and your president allowed so many illegal immigrants to enter our country, far too many. You failed to protect our borders. You allowed them benefits and opportunities, some of which was even more so than your very own citizens. And we resented that, and we voted for him. You turned so many of our supposedly independent agencies into political agencies, protected by your controlled liberal media and your executive orders. You destroyed the objectivity of our Justice Department. And you gave us Eric Holder and Loretta Lynch, attorneys general, who did the bidding of your party and your president. We resented that, and we voted for him so that justice would once again prevail. You and your president showed us the power of a pen and a phone. A pen and a phone. You gave us executive orders which controlled our lives in ways that our elected officials, the Congress, never intended. And we deeply resented that, and still do. And we voted for a president who would reverse so many of those executive orders and change America back. So, Democrats, progressives, liberals, and radicals, we, by the millions, voted for him, Donald John Trump. Those are indeed some of the reasons why we voted for him, no matter his faults, and he surely has them. You went after him, however, with a vengeance which caused us to support him even more. You attempted at every turn to show us how unlikable he was, how unfit, how unqualified and undesirable. But your attacks created sympathy, and it allowed us, the deplorables, to look beneath personality in an attempt to find a him who would champion the values we hold dear, rather than the values of her, your leader. And that is why we voted for Trump. But perhaps the main reason is that you, the Democrats, so many of you, and especially the Bernie Sanders kind, utterly ignored and even spat in the face of the real him, For us, the real Him is the God creator of the universe and our earth. For us, the Him of all things Judeo-Christian. And for so many of us, the Him, the real Him, the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. You see, Democrats, tens of millions of us take the First Amendment and religious freedom and Judeo-Christian values and Him most seriously, knowing full well that so many of you do not. You showed us clearly that your party would do everything possible to get Him, the God of the universe, the real Him, out of American life. And we said, no way. And that's why we voted for the Republican Him as president. Interesting that the ultimate political question, as stated by the Democrats, is how in God's name did we lose to Him? How? Well, you forgot, Democrats, to include Him, God's name, in your platform and in your thinking, and most importantly, perhaps, your hearts. This divine Him, continues to live in our hearts. We honor and respect Him, and we voted for a human Him who at least told us He respected Him and our beliefs in Him, no matter His very own personal beliefs. And that is why, all of that, Democrats, that is why we, the deplorables, voted for Him and not her. And that is the answer to your question. How in God's name did we lose to Him?